What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like we've said before, the sun is actively trying to kill you.
It's a giant death fireball in the sky.
Welcome back, Science Pals. I'm Grace.
And I'm Josh.
And together we chat about unique things in the science world.
Ooh,
it's not even in the science world. It's just like unique things in general.
In the world. In the world.
Like, yeah. Things that you bypass on a regular basis and you don't put any thought into it. But we do.
We're making you look at the world differently and put thought into those weird things.
I like it. That was good. That was better than
Thank
mine.
You. You know, I've been working on that for like a month. I just busted it out, so...
I'm here for it. I like it. How you been? How's life?
Life is good. Busy... Always busy. Busy with the most random stuff. You know, it's never just like same old. There's always something new, always something weird going on.
I think that's just kind of like the age we're at right now.
I think so. We're just there in life. That's what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all good. All good things. It is here so hot in Utah right now.
It is so hot here in New York as well.
I think it's hot everywhere. From what I'm seeing, the world is burning. So there was some news story about, what was it, like the average world temperature was the highest it's been the last 100,000 years for the last 4 days or something like that. Well, other than that, how are you?
I'm good. But well, the reason we're both talking about being like so hot right now is when we both record, we have to turn the AC off in our apartments. So we just sit here and bake so that you guys don't have to listen to the AC unit like humming in the background.
Yeah.
Shall we get into some ratings and reviews?
You know, I think we shall. Let's think about something other than how hot it is.
Yes, please.
What do you got? You got something from Apple Pod, right?
This one is from Cycle 109, and they said, "I love your podcast." Well, Whoa. We love you, Cycle 109, and they gave us 5 stars, of course. They said, "I have been listening since the podcast came out. Not sure how long that is. Am I OGRT if I've been listening since episode 2? You are 1000% OGRT.
Yeah.
If you've been listening to us for that long, bless your heart. Number 1. Number 2. You must be a very smart person.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a lot of knowledge after listening to almost 100 episodes of us.
You got a lot of something. A lot of something.
A lot of something. Yeah. Don't know what that something is, but you got a lot of something.
I want to say it's knowledge, but you know, you never know.
Yeah. You never know. And then they said, "Sorry for the short review, but I don't know what else to say. Here's my podcast idea. The science behind people's favorite colors. Like, why do some people like blue, but other people hate blue?"
Spoiler, we're not doing that one today, but
no,
we might
not that one
in
today.
The future. That is interesting, though.
It is interesting. They have a joke as well.
Oh, hit me with that.
Okay. What's a cat's favorite treat?
What?
Mice Krispies.
That was a good one. That was clever.
That one gave me the like pre-chuckles, you know? The yeah. ones that's like, that was funny. That was awesome.
That was good. I've honestly never heard that. That's fresh.
Well, thank you, Cycle 109, for being legit OGRT. Like,
yeah,
you
totally.
Are a science pal five ever.
Five ever. And a very interesting pod idea. I think we might have to do that in the future.
I agree.
All right. I have an email from our email address, randomtheorypod@gmail.com. And this is the podcast topic for the day.
Yeehaw.
This is coming from, I believe it is a parent writing in for their daughter.
Cute.
It says, from my 8-year-old daughter, Emmeline.
Is it Emmeline or Emmeline?
Oh, shoot.
It's a tough one.
Let's hope that's it. If it's not, follow up. Let us know.
Yep.
okay, so this is from my 8-year-old daughter, Emmeline, who listens to your podcast every night before bed. And Ooh. Then this is the rating. So her rating is 5 stars.
Perfect.
Favorite episode is Dinosaur Farts. A classic. An actual
Did
classic.
Dinosaurs Fart? It is such a classic episode. Yeah, if you haven't heard it, go listen.
That is like, it's right up there with like, if somebody's like, oh, what's your podcast? Like, what is your podcast? It's like, well, listen to that episode. You'll get everything you need to know.
I would send them to Did Dinosaurs Fart? And then What Are Sun Farts?
A lot of farts in that.
We really got a thing going here.
There's a real theme between those. And then we got a knock knock joke here. So knock knock.
Oh, I'm ready. Who's there?
Goat.
Goat who?
Goat to the door and find out.
Oh. Goat I don't think to there's the anyone. Door. I don't think there's anyone at my door today, thankfully.
Yeah, I hope there's not anyone at my door. I don't know.
That's a good one.
And then we got the pod idea. So how does sunscreen work? We're on spring break and we know it works. We missed a few spots and got burned. But how does it work? OGRT. And then we got science pal emoji. We got the beaker test tube.
That's pretty rad. I'm here for that.
Emmeline, amazing review. Thank you so much for writing in.
Yeah, hopefully you learned how to better apply your sunscreen. And we're going to talk about sunscreen right after this break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I despise applying sunscreen.
Yeah, here's the thing. I was just talking to somebody about sunscreen this week, actually.
Okay.
Because this person, I don't know if they just skipped it altogether or if it was just an inadequate application and they got very sunburned.
Oh, no.
And they also said, like, they absolutely hate sunscreen. And I had that thought. I had the thought. And when you just said that, I'm like, does anyone enjoy sunscreen? Is there anyone out there that like puts it on and is just like, yeah, this is great. I love sunscreen.
I'm loving life. I just wish it wasn't so oily. I know they say that there's like some oil-free ones and whatever, but I just hate how sticky I feel once I like put it on.
Yeah.
And like without fail, I put it on and want to like, like someone wants to go jump in the water or something. And I'm like, I can't. Yeah. It hasn't like dried on me yet.
Right. You got to let it sit. I am a advocate of sunscreen, obviously. Like, I am basically a fair-skinned ginger with brown hair. My
that's
skin
an accurate description.
Yeah, it does not. I do not do well in the sun.
I will vouch for you with that. Like, we film videos and outside, and Josh can be outside for 10 minutes and is sunburned.
Yeah. Yeah. It's totally like, it is literally, I can be sunburned within 10 minutes. And so I do not go anywhere. If I know like I'm going to be outside, I mean, I have sunscreen in my car. I just keep it all the time in my car because I literally, if I'm like, well, I'm going to be outside, I got to put some on. And
yeah.
It sucks. Like, I hate wearing it. It sucks to wear. It's greasy. It's, yeah. You know, whatever. But I will just burn so easily if I don't have it on. So,
yeah, I don't know. Growing up, I always fought my mom on it. As I've grown up, though, I'm like tolerating it more.
You know, we did that one episode. I can't remember exactly. Well, I remember what the episode was called, but I don't remember what it was about. But it was like the sun is trying to kill you.
It is. And it's actually attempting murder through UV or ultraviolet photons.
Ooh.
And those photons are shorter in wavelength and higher in energy than visible light.
You don't even see them.
No, and they're attacking you.
Yeah.
And because they fall outside the visible spectrum, the human eye cannot perceive them. So when it comes to sun exposure, what you can't see will hurt you.
Right. It's the invisible killer.
Invisible killer. Where's the sci-fi documentary or the like murder documentary about the sun?
Someone needs to make it, I think, for sure.
Yeah, this is exactly what this is. This is the murder mystery of the sun. So when these high energy photons, I am apparently a high energy photon, when it strikes your skin, they generate free radicals that can also directly damage your DNA.
Oof.
Is that not crazy? The sun can change and scramble your DNA. Crazy. So over the short term, this UV-induced damage can produce painful burns, which Emmeline and her family can vouch for, and probably you and I can too. I've had my fair share of very painful sunburns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And over the long term, it actually causes premature aging of skin, as well as millions of new cases of skin cancer every single year.
Yeah. You know, maybe since I don't tolerate the sun, maybe like when I'm 50, I'll just look like I'm like 25.
That would be pretty cool.
Probably not. I just don't buy it. I think there's just other things about me that there's no way I'll just still age like I've been in the sun. But you know, you never know. Maybe.
You never know. Might happen. So for the big picture of sunscreen, it's an important part of the complete sun protection strategy. But sunscreen alone isn't enough to keep you safe from the sun. So if you use SPF 15 sunscreen daily, you're reducing the development of squamous cell carcinoma, which are basically cancer cells.
Right. That's your skin cancer cells.
Yeah, by 40%. That's pretty large. By just using SPF 15 every single day, you're reducing your chance of getting skin cancer by 40%.
Yeah. Is that, do you have like a lot of like women's makeup and facial stuff has like an SPF. Do you have one that has that in it?
Yes, I am a Super Goop girl. So my base that I use has the SPF 15.
Nice. Okay.
I love Super
mine
Goop.
Mine's just like a moisturizer, like a, you know, wash my face, but it has SPF.
And it also lowers your melanoma risk by 50%, which is pretty impressive. What are squamous cells? The squamous cell carcinoma of the skin is the second most common form of skin cancer.
Okay. So melanoma would be number one, probably.
Yes.
And then squamous cell.
These are basically like skin growths.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, wear your sunscreen. That makes me want to go douse my body in sunscreen.
Yo.
If someone would have showed me that growing up, I would have lived in sunscreen. I would have lived in a bucket of it.
Right, yeah.
So something we need to talk about is UVB and UVA.
Okay.
So UV rays that we are exposed to here on Earth's surface consist of UVB and UVA photons. The shorter wavelength, which are UVB rays, don't penetrate deeply into the skin. They cause significant damage to the DNA, are the primary cause of sunburn and sun cancer, though.
Okay.
The longer wavelengths, which are UVA, they penetrate into the deeper layers of your skin, which is where they produce free radicals. And UVA exposure has been linked to premature aging of the skin and immunologic problems.
So both obviously bad. UVA, UVB.
Like we've said before, the sun is actively trying to kill you.
It's a giant death fireball in the sky that is...
But then you know what's like a double-edged sword is like you need to go outside to experience vitamin D.
We talked about that in that podcast and it was like, yeah, you know, obviously like you can get vitamin D, your skin would or your body produces vitamin D from the sun. There are other ways to get vitamin D, but but also like... The sun provides us warmth and, you know, helps crops and plants grow. And like all these, you know, there's all these things where it's like, it does some good, but it's also just actively trying to kill us.
Yeah, so. It does not like humans. I'm like actually very concerned for myself right now. This is going to sound really stupid, but I love to nap on my patio, like a 30, 45 minute like power nap on the patio. Because we get direct sun from like 4 to 5, which is like when the UV is like the highest, and I never wear sunscreen. Like granted, it's only like an hour before the sun like ducks behind a building, but like I just like don't feel very good anymore about like not wearing sunscreen, and will probably wear sunscreen from now on. Because I really hate that.
I'd put a little on. Yeah.
Yeah. I really hate this now. Like reading this is making me rethink everything. I'm like being tan. No, thank you. I will pass. Okay. So back to UVB and UVA. So broad spectrum protection is like what you are looking for on your sunscreen bottle. If it does not say broad spectrum protection, throw it out.
It's no good.
Because in the past, most sunscreens only indicated information on the product labels about protecting against UVB, which we just talked about, the rays that cause sunburn, and not UVA, the rays that cause tanning and premature aging. Now that UVA dangers are well known, broad spectrum sunscreen provides clear information on the product labels about protection from UVB and UVA.
Gotta get both.
You make sure that when you look at your sunscreen, it says UVA and UVB. If it doesn't, you're going to fry. Not good. Like, your sunscreen products are basically a very thin bulletproof vest.
That's true. They very much are. The sun is shooting bullets at you. Invisible bullets.
Little sunbeam bullets.
And sunscreen is like, it's like a force field. You're putting on like a force field.
Oh, yeah. I like that. You're basically stopping those photons before they can reach the skin and inflict damage.
Ideally, yeah.
Sunscreen actually contains organic molecules that absorb UV and inorganic pigments that absorb and scatter and reflect UV. So to deliver a high level of protection, a sunscreen product must have sufficient quantities of these protective agents, and it must optimally deploy them over the skin's peaks and valleys. Because no skin is flat. Got those pores.
That's fascinating. So it is literally like the photons from the sun hit the sunscreen and it scatters it.
Yep.
And reflects it back. Like it bounces off, basically. That's really cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. It's really interesting, too, that, you know, it you want your sunscreen to go into those peaks and valleys, and that way you're protecting it the complete way. We're actually going to get into some myths here a little later, because I think the myths of sunscreen are very important too.
Sure. Those are big.
Because I feel like people actually don't really actually know.
You could probably say that about a lot of things. I feel like people don't actually know. But it's true. Like,
yeah.
Especially sunscreen, but a lot of things, like no one really ever looks into something.
Yeah, you just like, you know, take something for fact. Like my mom used to tell me whatever the number was on the outside of the container was, like if it was SPF 30, you had to reapply it every 30 minutes.
Right.
Which is not true. We're going to get into that a little later.
Yeah, it's like, especially with something like sunscreen or whatever, it's such a common your whole life thing. No one's going hard Googling sunscreen. I mean, I guess you're listening to this podcast where we're going in on it, but I doubt you would have done this on your own. Maybe you would. I don't know people. But.
No, I bet if you ask people like what SPF stands for, a lot of people would be like, I have no idea.
It's true.
Do you know what it stands for?
You know, I'll be honest. I just read it off the page. So
yeah, but before that,
I don't think I did know what it is. No, I didn't.
Yeah, I definitely didn't. I was like, oh, that's what it stands for.
What does it stand for the people at home?
I hope we have you on the edge of your seat. The term SPF on a sunscreen label stands for sun protection factor.
Mm.
I feel like it should be sun protection force field.
From now on, amongst the science pals, it's sun protection force field.
It really should be called sunburn protection factor.
Okay.
According to a couple articles I read, because products with a higher SPF allow fewer of the photons that produce sunburn to strike the skin.
Right.
So in simple terms, you can view an SPF 10 sunscreen as allowing 10 out of every 100 photons to reach the skin.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
And so SPF 20 products allow only 5 out of 100 photons to reach the skin.
Okay.
And so because sunburn is primarily a UVB effect, it's possible for a sunscreen product to deliver high SPF while allowing a significant percentage of the incident UVA photons to reach the skin.
Right. That's why we were talking about broad spectrum. And
yeah,
how
you got to have UVB and UVA.
Yeah. Just because you got a high SPF, if it's not broad spectrum, you could still get those UVA photons and do some damage there.
So usually in U.S. markets, they're required that the products contain significant levels of zinc oxide, abobenzone, and titanium dioxide.
Okay.
Because those are the things that actually block.
Right. Those are stopping the photons and scattering them.
Yeah.
And bouncing them back.
What's interesting is that some chemical sunscreen ingredients, like the abobenzone, they actually absorb UV rays like sun. They actually absorb UV rays like a sponge, my goodness, before they can damage your skin. Yeah.
So you're just like smearing on a layer of sponge.
SpongeBob,
Sun sponge.
Sun sponge. This is great.
Sunscreen is sun sponge.
And so for your sunscreen to be effective, you need to reapply it every 2 hours. No matter if it's SPF 5 or SPF 100. Every 2 hours is the mark.
So that's a big one, because like you were saying, your mom was saying like, whoa, it's SPF 30, reapply every... No.
Yeah.
2 hours. No matter what.
2 hours. No matter what.
Except immediately after swimming and sweating, which that one's hard. I feel like I have definitely been out. It's like, where do you, when you're like sweating, where do you draw that line of like, oh, I've sweat too much, got to go reapply? You know, like, I don't know.
No, I feel that. And like when you put the sunscreen back on, you're just going to sweat it off.
Yeah, especially if you're just like already sweating and just smearing. Yeah. Oh, that sounds horrific.
And then like it doesn't help when you're like sweating, because then like the rays are like being magnified. So like you're basically a little crock pot of burning.
Crock pot.
It's really interesting.
I mean, that's, you know, interesting to know that there's like a hard line of like 2 hours. No matter the SPF, go after 2 hours. After swimming, totally makes sense. Obviously, you hop in the water, you get out, put some more on. The sweating, that is still hard for me. It's like, when am I actually supposed to put more sunscreen on? I don't know.
All right, so we've got a couple of things we're going to try to myth bust.
Okay, we're going into the myths now. That I feel like that was like kind of a myth. We went over there, and now we're going further in. Okay.
There's no such thing as waterproof sunscreen or sunblock.
Are we getting scammed? Because like I feel like I've seen that on a label.
Yeah, I mean, I have some in my apartment, but you may notice some sunscreen and sunblock labels say water resistant, but not waterproof. Regardless, if you're swimming or sweating, anything that lessens the layer of UV protection you've put on, you will need to reapply your sunscreen more often instead of reapplying it every 2 hours as recommended. You need to apply it every hour.
Okay.
Which that feels like a lot, like applying it every hour. That just like feels like a lot.
It feels like a hassle for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the loophole there of water resistant, not waterproof.
Yeah, you know, they really got us on that one.
Really got me for sure.
This next myth is one that, you know, I've talked about is that my sunscreen is SPF 50, so I don't need to apply it as often.
Right.
You're wrong. No matter the number, like we talked about before, associated with SPF sunscreen, it will only work for about 2 hours.
Right. And that one I feel like is a super, maybe it's not like explicitly stated like that, but I feel like that's just what people think. It's like, well, I have an extra powerful sunscreen. Why would I need to, you know, it'll last all day.
SPF 50 is going to block 98% of the UVB rays and allow 2% of those UVB rays to reach your skin.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Also, something I want to kind of like myth bust is that like if you're using anything higher than SPF 50, it really doesn't do much more than that. Like you're blocking 98%.
Right, there's like you reach a limit. There's
yeah, a SPF 100 is like the next one and that gives you 99% of coverage. So like between like 50 and 100, like if you get like SPF 70, it's not doing anything.
That feels like classic product marketing of like,
oh yeah,
you could have 50, but also you can go even higher. Yeah.
Yeah. There's SPF in my makeup. I don't need to wear sunscreen.
Right. We talked about this too. Interesting.
Yeah. False. Chances are you don't wear enough makeup to truly protect your skin from the sun.
Right.
You probably don't use it on all areas that are exposed to the sun.
Well, that's, yeah, definitely that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about a moisturizer or other lotions?
Oh.
So you may cover your face and neck with these products more completely than you would a foundation or blush, but the SPF wears off after a while. Like we talked about, 2 hours.
Sure. 2 hours.
So if you apply moisturizer in the morning, you still need to apply sunscreen if you go for a walk after work or even at lunchtime.
Okay.
I don't need sunscreen if it's cloudy or cold.
Ooh, this feels like a big one.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
You need sunscreen more than ever if it's cloudy out. And if you are someone from the West Coast that's not West Coast, but like the mountain area, you know about sunburn on a mountain. Like
it's bad.
In the winter, you burn like no other when you're up there snowboarding or skiing. Like there have been times I've come off the mountain with goggle marks on my face and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Clouds are simply water vapor and they can't protect you from UV rays. Impossible to do.
That is fascinating to like have it put like that, that it's like clouds ain't doing nothing. They're literally doing nothing.
Yeah. No. So lots of people skip the sunscreen when they're going skiing or heading out in the snow, like I just talked about, but they are actually still getting hit by the sun's rays more than once. So once from the sun and then from the sun's rays bouncing off the snow.
Right. You're getting it. Yeah. I mean, if you out in the snow in a sunny day, you're like blinded by the ground.
And then the same is true on a cloudy day at the beach. You can get hit by the sun rays directly and then when they bounce off the water or the sand. So you get like a triple whammy on like a beach day.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's such a common one. When it's like a cloudy day, you go out, oh, you don't need sunscreen. It's like, nah, the clouds aren't stopping anything.
But sunscreen and sunblocks are a great way for you to protect your skin from the sun if you have to be out and about. And don't forget clothing that can be protective of your skin from UV rays, such as sunglasses, and that like protects around your eyes, obviously. And then like sun shirts and stuff like that will protect you as well.
I cannot leave my house and obviously it's mostly like I'm driving, but at any time.
Yeah.
The second I go outside, I have to put sunglasses on. I've like talked about it with people before and I'm like, I hope people don't think like I'm like this cool guy, you know, Tool, always got his sunglasses on or whatever. Cause I literally like my eyes are just so sensitive that if I do not have them on, I'm just like, I can't even open. I'm just squinting terribly because it's I can't be in the sun without
That's
sunglasses.
So interesting you say that because I've literally never noticed.
Obviously, like it, you know, we just read it. We said it, like it's really important. Like I feel like everyone should wear some sort of eye protection. Obviously, sunscreen. And I am 100% like I cannot leave the house without those things.
That's so funny. All right, so to round this out, here are the five W's and an H of sunscreen.
W's and an H. Okay.
Who needs to wear this? Everyone under the sun.
For
what?
Sure.
Broad spectrum SPF 15 or higher, SPF 30 or higher for days outdoors.
Okay.
When? Every single day, 30 minutes prior to going outdoors, and reapply every 2 hours. Okay. Where? All your exposed skin, which remember is your largest organ in your body. Mm. How? You need to use 1 ounce, which is also like a shot glass full for your entire body for each application. And then why? To reduce your risk of skin damage and skin cancer.
Yeah. Those were the spark notes of this podcast episode.
Yeah.
Amazing. A shot glass full. That is, I can't decide if that's a lot or a little.
I would love to test this and maybe it's a short or something, but like, I don't know. I've never filled a shot glass full to be like, how much sunscreen is this actually? So maybe it could be something.
It could be. Might be. Might have to do something about that.
Don't know.
Well, that was fascinating. I'm a sunscreen advocate, like I said. So always good to learn more about these things. And I truly believe, like I said, this is such an important thing that I feel like
some I agree.
People don't think it is. Glad we got to do this episode for sure.
Me too. I'm definitely going to be a sunscreen wearer for the rest of my life.
Nice. Nice.
And I hope you guys are too, because no one needs to be exposed to skin cancer.
Emmeline, I hope you and your family now know a little bit more about sunscreen. You can apply it a little more thoroughly and you won't get burned next time you're out in the sun. But thank you so much for writing in and suggesting this topic. If you have a podcast idea that you want to hear us talk about, you can leave a rating and review on Apple Podcast. Also, make sure to subscribe wherever you get podcasts. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can subscribe or follow. And if you want to email us, you can do that at
random3pod@gmail.com.
There you go.
I was not ready. I know. I was really not ready. I was like,
you flipped the roles there. At random3pod@gmail.com. Send us an email. Send us a joke. Whatever you want to do.
We love all of it.
We love all of it. And that's sunscreen.
All right, Science Pals. We'll chat with you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.